Who is it?
Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil and I am over at the Blair Caldwell Library. And on Saturday, December 15th from 2 to 3 p.m., there will be a toy and book giveaway benefiting children in the Denver metro area. And right now I am with Mrs. Terry Nelson. And Mrs. Nelson, your title is?
Senior Special Collections and Community Resource Manager. I am one of the ones that helped to plan and build this library along with Mayor Webb and his team. So we are just delighted to do things back and give back to the community. And our library is named from Omar Blair and Elvin Caldwell. And because of that, Omar Blair, who is a member of the Sotoma Club and who Dr. Faye Risen has worked with for years before he passed, this is one of his donation pieces to honor his name being put on this building. And Faye has managed this since we've been here, since April of 2003.
Okay, so April of 2003. Now, I do have a question. One of the things I was wondering is, when did the toy drive start, or toy giveaway start?
We started the second year that we were here, and it was quite an event. We had people all the way around the building, in addition to up and down the first, second, and third floors. And we still do it the same way. They get to visit Santa Claus. They get to take a picture with Santa. They get a toy of their choice, a stuffed animal or a puzzle or a dolly or whatever is available up there that they would like. They get to take those home plus a book. If they want to get library cards, they can have their family, whomever's with them responsible for them, can actually get them a library card. So they will be able to use a library card all over the city and county of Denver, any Denver public library, and get more goodies for Christmas.
And goodies are the best things ever. So the other question I wanted to ask you, I know that there's, you know, children who come, but it's not 3 o'clock, we're shutting the door, no more toys. It's until everything is distributed, is that correct?
Absolutely, until the last toy is gone. And if we don't end up getting rid of everything for that day, we put some under our Christmas tree and parents can kind of come back and look and pick up things if they choose to.
I was reading on your website, there's sponsors, volunteers, donations. I did have a few questions. As far as the sponsors, what do the sponsors do?
Well, they provide us with ways to get to the toys that companies and whatnot gather. They give us some of the snacks that we give the kids, you know, the cake, the oranges, apples, that kind of thing. They also help provide Santa Claus and the extra books that we have to get away. So they support the event in all phases of putting this piece together.
Now, because this is something I've never really heard of, people giving, I hear about the toys, but I never hear about the books. So I think that that's good because it's encouraging the children to read. I have a friend and she said this year for Christmas, she's only giving her children books. She's like, because toys, they just destroy. But for some reason, they keep coming back for the books. And is that kind of the thought process here?
Exactly. Libraries and books go together. And encouraging kids to read, and we know the challenges that the schools have in getting their reading levels up, and we want to be a part of that positive piece where they get a book they love and they practice and read it and their reading scores go up. So libraries and books, this is a perfect match for us.
You had mentioned that the sponsors help out, they get the toys, everything else. So what are the age ranges of the children that you're looking to provide toys and books for?
5 to 12 years old. And generally, they are the ones who like the toys, you know, and the books, but mostly, you know, the toys. And they want to visit with Santa, of course, and take a picture, something that their parents get the photograph at the moment, and they can take it home and put it up wherever they choose of importance to them.
So basically building good childhood memories, it sounds like.
Absolutely, and that's what we do best, is build good memories and tell stories. And they will hear, if we get some people, some storytelling too about Christmas and the importance of treating each other well and all of those little values that they have a little trouble picking up in our culture nowadays.
Now, how did this happen? You know, because I was speaking with Pastor Jeff with the Emmanuel Church, and they were doing Thanksgiving turkeys in honor of Daddy Bruce Randolph. So my thought is, okay, so that was a tradition, you know, that Daddy Bruce started. How did this start to the tradition of giving away toys and the books for the Blair Caldwell Library?
This started because of Omar Blair and the Satoma Club and Dr. Faye Ryerson, who actually manages the whole program. This was his contribution to us after naming part of the branch for him. And he wanted to give back to the children. And as you know, he was a Tuskegee Airman and the first African-American president of the Denver Public School Board. So his interest in children was very, very important. And the Satoma Club does things all over the city. Actually, I think it's a national organization. And they also support this kind of activity.
Great. Yeah, because that is the one thing I like giving back, because I feel like a lot of times, especially nowadays, not to be mean, but I feel like we can be a take
yes,
society.
Exactly.
So to be able to give back and to give back with a worthwhile cause.
Right. And we encourage their parents to come with them, because if the parents come, then they can also get a library card. And they can register one at that young age of 5 and have their own personal card.
Great. Well, thank you. And lastly, I'd like to ask, if I want to donate toys, I'm not a business, mm-hmm. but I'm just an individual, or I would like to volunteer for this particular toy giveaway, or if I'd like to make a donation and give some toys, who do I contact?
You can contact Dr. Faye Ryerson, and I have her email here, and she can. And we will keep them here at the library if you want to bring them over here. It's drfaye@comcast.net.
Great. So looking forward to this, the toy giveaway. So this is going to happen. Toy and book giveaway.
Yes, toy and book giveaway.
Great. And that's going to be on Saturday, December 15th from 2 to 3. Or if Santa's here longer and the toys are here longer, until everything is gone.
That's exactly right. And we look forward to having you come back and maybe even talk to some of the people there.
I like that. And Santa. As long as you can.
We all want to be on Santa's lap.
There you go. As long as Mrs. Claus is okay with it, I'm good with it too.
There you go. We love that.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Nelson. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. Come anytime.